MakingAScene.org brings you a deep dive into RipX DAW and RipX DAW Pro. So if you spent, you know, any time at all in music production, you're going to know the big names: Pro Tools, Logic, Ableton, FL Studio. For decades, really, these digital audio workstations, or DAWs, they've been our creative bedrock, right? The mainstays for recording, editing, mixing, basically bringing our musical ideas to life.
Mm.
But every so often, something new pops up that doesn't just, like, tweak the formula, genuinely shakes things up. And that seems to be exactly what RipX DAW is doing. It's carving out a new space with a really fresh approach. What makes it so different? Well, it's not just another DAW that's kind of bolted on a few AI plugins or features. This entire platform, it seems, is built around this deep, fundamental integration of artificial intelligence. It almost feels less like just a tool and maybe more like a creative partner. And RipX DAW gets that different creators have different needs. That's why it comes in two flavors. You've got the standard RipX DAW, maybe for anyone looking for quick starts, intuitive creation. And then there's RipX DAW Pro, for people who really demand that surgical control, more nuanced processing, and, you know, truly professional-grade results. Today, we're taking a deep dive into how they work, what they actually offer, and maybe most importantly, why they matter to you.
Yeah, you've really hit the nail on the head there. This isn't just like another software update we see every year. It feels like a fundamental shift in how we might approach making music, music production in general. What's really fascinating, I think, is how RipX DAW isn't just using AI here and there, it's built around it. It gives us a glimpse into maybe a very different future for music creation. It's kind of democratizing these sophisticated techniques that honestly used to take years of expertise to master.
Okay, so built around AI from the ground up, let's unpack that a bit. What does that really mean day to day? How does it actually diverge from, say, traditional DAWs that are now, you know, adding AI features after the fact? How does this AI become a partner?
Right. It means the AI is woven into pretty much every stage of the process. Think of it like having an intelligent assistant, maybe, and also a highly skilled technical collaborator working alongside you constantly. This deep integration, it allows for a remarkably seamless workflow. It often handles tasks that traditionally needed significant technical skill or specialized knowledge, or just frankly, a huge amount of time. It will kind of connect this to the bigger picture. It's really about lowering the barrier to entry for aspiring musicians, for hobbyists, making complex stuff accessible. But at the same time, it's dramatically increasing efficiency for seasoned pros. It frees up that creative energy, right? So artists can focus more on their actual vision and less on maybe the technical hurdles.
That's exactly what we need to explore. So let's start right at the beginning, generating those initial ideas. Because we all know that feeling, don't we? You've got vague mood, maybe a spark of inspiration, but turning that into actual music,
yeah,
it can be paralyzing sometimes. RipX DAW seems to tackle that head on with its AI idea generation. And it sounds like it does it quite differently depending on which version you have.
Exactly. In the standard RipX DAW, you can literally just type a prompt. Something like, I don't know, moody indie rock verse with soft drums, or maybe bright pop chorus with synths and layered vocals. And the AI then generates a short musical sketch based on that. You get a chord progression, a rhythm, sometimes even a little melodic hook. It's genuinely like having a brainstorming buddy who can instantly pick up an instrument and just play back what you were thinking. You could potentially get a surprisingly polished demo of a concept in like under an hour.
Wow. Okay. And then RipX DAW Pro,
yeah,
it takes that idea and pushes it much further.
Yeah, much further. Instead of just giving you, say, a loop or a short sketch, Pro can actually build out full song structures. We're talking verses, choruses, bridges, all based on your instructions. You can set the tempo, the key. You can even guide a specific emotional arc you want, like a start calm and end with an explosive finale or something. Pro generates longer passages. It basically gives you a rough draft of an entire song, not just a little fragment.
So instead of just a quick demo idea, you're already mapping out something that feels much closer to maybe a finished single.
Exactly. And once you've got that initial spark, the next step is usually recording, right? And this is where, you know, imperfections always creep in. We all know the drill. That annoying background hum, maybe some timing issues, those little pitch slips that just make you cringe when you listen back. RipX DAW seems to make recording easier by having the AI handle a lot of that cleanup automatically. And again, the level of precision varies. So in the standard version, you could record vocals in a room that's maybe not perfectly treated, and the AI will intelligently clear out that background hum. If your guitar strums kind of rush ahead of the beat a little, it nudges them back in time. And if your singing goes a bit sharp or flat, it gently centers those notes, but crucially, without crushing the emotion or making it sound, you know, robotic.
Okay, basic fixes, but hang on, RipX DAW Pro goes beyond that. It sounds like it offers something more. Surgical.
Yeah, surgical is a good word for it. You can zoom right in and separate an instrument's performance into individual notes. Then you can retune or even reshape them one by one. And here's the bit that really blows my mind, like you hinted at. It can pull apart a full stereo mix into individual stems.
Stems, you mean like separate tracks for vocals, drums, bass?
Exactly. Vocals, drums, bass, guitars. Whatever's in the mix, it separates them out, allowing you to remix or clean each one individually.
That sounds incredible, like something out of science fiction for anyone who's ever tried to rescue an old demo or a live recording.
Right. It essentially turns what might have been scrap into totally viable creative material. You could take a rough phone recording, separate it, clean each part, and rebuild it into something pretty polished and professional. For producers, honestly, that stem separation alone, that's a serious game changer.
Absolutely. Okay, let's talk mixing, because mixing is often where beginners, and let's be honest, even experienced musicians can feel totally overwhelmed. Balancing levels, understanding EQ, compression, effects, it's a massive undertaking.
Hmm.
So in standard RipX DAW, how does the AI help there? Does it just give you presets?
It gives you a massive head start, yeah. You can simply choose a style, maybe folk, rock, pop, hip-hop, and the AI balances your tracks based on the conventions of that genre. So vocals will come forward, drums get that punch you're looking for, the bass gets leveled nicely, guitars are placed just right in the stereo field. It's a really solid starting point. And what's cool is it not only sounds dramatically better than just, you know, raw tracks, but it also intuitively teaches you how different genres are typically mixed.
Okay, a smart starting point.
Yeah.
But RipX DAW Pro elevates this with something called adaptive mixing. What does that mean?
Adaptive mixing. Yeah, it's pretty clever. Instead of just setting levels once based on a preset and being done with it, the Pro AI actually keeps listening as you build your track. So let's say you add a new synth line to your chorus. Pro automatically makes space for it in the EQ so it doesn't clash with the vocals or other instruments. Or if you decide to swap out a snare drum for a punchier sample later on, Pro adjusts the compression and rebalances the groove automatically to compensate.
Wow. So it's reacting in real time to your creative decisions.
Exactly. It's truly more like working alongside a real mixing engineer who stays with you through the entire session, kind of anticipating your needs.
That's a profound shift. It changes the artist's role, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Less constant tweaking, more like being a creative director guiding the AI.
Precisely. And Pro also includes AI mastering, which is incredible. It tailors your finished track for different platforms, you know, optimizing for Spotify loudness, YouTube dynamics, Bandcamp, or even preparing it properly for vinyl pressing.
So with Pro, you don't just have a mix. You actually get a release-ready master optimized for wherever you're sending it.
Yeah, pretty much. And then here's where we get into some really futuristic-sounding territory. AI style and instrument transformation.
Okay, I'm intrigued. What does that involve?
Well, let's say you've recorded a simple guitar riff. In the standard RipX DAW, you can instantly hear what that same riff would sound like if it were played on, say, a piano or a synth. You can even reshape a vocal performance into another style, like take a folk vocal and hear how it might sit within maybe an R&B arrangement. It's quick, it's creative, and it's fantastic for just exploring new sounds or auditioning different instrumentations for your song without having to re-record everything.
That's cool for sketching.
Oh.
But I'm guessing RipX DAW Pro offers more control here too.
Oh, far more control. Instead of just a simple instrument swap, you can actually stack transformations. You can blend multiple timbres together. You can even adjust the realism of the transformed sound.
Stack transformations, like...
Well, you could turn that guitar riff into, maybe, a string quartet, but with a subtle synth texture layered underneath it. Or you could automatically reshape a single vocal line into complex, layered harmonies.
Whoa. Okay, that genuinely turns Pro into more than just a DAW. It sounds like a sound design playground.
That's a perfect way to put it. You can build textures and sounds that simply wouldn't exist otherwise. That kind of depth makes Pro really indispensable for producers who love to experiment, maybe blend genres, or do intricate sound design. It lets you create these incredible hybrid, never heard before sounds.
So we've talked a lot about what the AI does.
Yeah.
Which is a lot. But what does this mean for the AI itself? I mean, how does it actually learn to do all this stuff?
Not magic. No, definitely not magic.
Mm.
These AI models are trained on absolutely massive libraries of music. That's the core of it. They've essentially studied countless professional mixes to learn how balance and EQ work across different genres. They've compared noisy recordings against clean ones to figure out how to remove hum and hiss effectively. They've analyzed instruments and styles in minute detail so they can translate, say, a guitar riff into a believable piano line without losing the original musical intent.
Okay, so it learns from data. Makes sense.
But what's really fascinating here, and maybe the key difference between the two versions, is the depth of that training. That's why they deliver different results. The standard RipX.ai is trained broadly. It can handle general genres and common instruments really well, providing excellent results for most common applications.
Right.
However, Pro has been trained far more deeply. It uses incredibly detailed models that recognize much more subtle differences, things like how a 70s rock mix feels different from a 2000s rock mix, or the tiny nuances that distinguish a raw, soulful vocal from a super polished pop performance.
Ah, okay, so Pro understands context and subtlety much better.
Exactly. That deeper, more granular training allows Pro to deliver far more nuanced, accurate, and frankly, professional results. It gives pros the precision and quality they absolutely need. It's this deep learning that really enables those advanced features like the adaptive mixing and the more complex instrument transformations we talked about.
Okay, this is starting to paint a really clear picture. Let's connect it to the bigger picture then. Why does all this matter beyond just the cool features?
Well, if we step back, the significance becomes pretty clear. The base version, the standard RipX DAW, it dramatically lowers the barrier to entry for music creation. It really empowers almost anyone to make surprisingly polished music quickly, even if they don't have extensive technical skills or, you know, thousands of dollars of gear. That's huge for hobbyists, for independent songwriters, for emerging artists who just want to get their ideas out into the world without facing that incredibly steep learning curve of traditional software.
Makes music creation more accessible. And the Pro version.
RipX DAW Pro, meanwhile, acts as a serious time saver for seasoned professionals. Crucially, it doesn't replace their skills. You still need taste, ideas, direction, but it significantly speeds up the more technical, often tedious work. It subtly teaches you new techniques along the way, just by how it operates. And it frees up their precious creative energy for what truly matters. The artistic vision, the performance, the songwriting. From getting that rough idea down to having a release-ready track, it just accelerates the entire process. And for learners using Pro, it's almost like having a teacher built right into the software, guiding you as you go.
So it democratizes access, not just to making music, but to making professional-sounding music. Independent artists could potentially compete on a sonic level that used to be reserved for those with major label budgets.
It's a huge part of it, yeah.
Ultimately, it sounds like it's really about empowering you, the listener, the creator, to express your emotion, your taste, your story,
yeah,
but with more power and efficiency than ever before. This incredible amplification of human creativity seems to be right at the heart of this technology.
I think that's right.
RipX DAW really does feel like it represents a genuine turning point in how we think about music software. It's not about replacing musicians, it's about amplifying them, giving you more power to bring your unique vision to life.
Though, it's probably worth mentioning, like, with any powerful new tech, there are things the industry is thinking about, you know, cautions.
Such as?
Well, there's the potential for music maybe sounding a bit uniform if everyone starts leaning too heavily on the same AI presets without adding their own unique touch. And bias is always a concern with AI. If the training data leans heavily towards mainstream genres, maybe underrepresented styles won't get the same quality of results from the AI. That's something developers need to be mindful of. And then there are the bigger ethical questions swirling around AI and creativity, things like copyright and ownership, when an AI helps generate melodies or structures. These are industry-wide challenges, mind you, not just specific to RipX DAW, but they're important context.
Absolutely. Important points to keep in mind as this technology evolves. But bringing it back to the positive impact, the potential here is undeniable. So let's leave our listeners with this thought. If these tools can genuinely turn a messy phone recording into a release-ready track, or maybe generate a full song structure from just a single sentence, what previously impossible musical ideas can you now bring to life? Don't forget to check out the other great articles and resources on makingascene.org.